Good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at CannaCon in Seattle. It's day one, and we're here with CannabisRadio.com and the Russ Belville Show, getting some interviews with vendors here. And I'm in a very strange location. This place is absolutely huge, and it's huge on two floors, huge. So it's just massive. And I am literally all the way at the end, and not just at the end, but with my back to the whole event floor. It's very strange, but there's a couple of other booths back here in the boonies with me, and one of them over to my left is Salient Systems. So I said, let's talk to the guys at Salient Systems. Tell folks your name.
I'm Blake.
Blake?
This is Jordan.
Jordan?
My name is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. Nice to meet you. So what does Salient Systems do?
Jordan, you want to speak on this one?
Yeah, that sounds good. So Salient Systems is a manufacturer of video management software. Video management software is a software that goes and manages your video surveillance system. So really what it does is it's what you go through to find what day and what time happened in a certain event. So if you have your camera set up for facial recognition and there are 50 faces recognized in one day, this software, you can go in and take a look at each event, and instead of having to pan through 10, 12, 13 hours of video, you can simply just go in, look at those 50 events, and it'll pull up a 1, 2, 3 minute clip of what you're looking for of the person, the face that was detected.
Wow.
It's an open platform software. Salient Systems is an open platform, which means we can integrate with really any camera manufacturer on the market, any access control manufacturer. So what that means is if you have an access control system set up, which is card swiping, you're swiping a card, you can have it set up. So you swipe the card, your camera points at that location, starts recording, and it's all unified under one platform, and you can have your doors unlocking and your cameras recording all under one event.
Wow, that is amazing. Because I do a lot of these events, and I'll see guys that are selling the video, surveillance and the little bulb cameras and all those. And I think maybe a lot of people don't think about the other side of it is, sure, you got 24 hours a day recording in 6 or 7 different rooms. But if you ever had to go through that and try to watch it for some specific event, that would be a real time consuming thing. This sounds like a really great platform for people. What else can we tell them about Salient?
You know, you really hit it on the head right there. It's really about the end user experience. So going in there and eliminating the time that it takes to find the event you're looking for is really what it's all about. And that's what we're doing here. I used to work at a golf course. There was some golf clubs stolen from me in the pro shop when I was working. And it took, half a week to find the exact time when the golf clubs were stolen.
Wow.
So in an event like this, you can set up facial detection, so you're getting an event for every time someone comes into the scene, the field of view of the camera. And instead of having to look through all those hours, you're really just pinpointing. You can do motion detection, you can do a virtual line crossing, so you can draw a line in the field of view of the cameras. If someone crosses that line, you're going to get an event for that. So, some of the other things we can do is we have something that's it's unique to Salient. It's transaction tracker. So what it does is actually integrates to your point of sale machine, so such as your Micros machine, and it also wires into the camera. And what it's doing is it's pulling a picture of that receipt with a 1 or 2, maybe 3 minute video clip of that video tied to that receipt. So once again, you're going in and you're looking for events, and you can go in and say there's, and it's you can have these set up by maybe these events set up as a customer discount, so like an employee discount, 20% off, any type of thing. So say, once again, you're working at a pro shop of a golf course, and so you're having an issue with some of the guys working at the pro shop giving their buddies free golf. You can go in there, you can set up the system so that it's, like I said, set up to the point of sale machine, set up to the camera system so that you can go in and say, oh wow, there was 20 employee discounts today. That is quite a bit more than usual. So then at that point you go in, you look at all of those 20 events and the 1 minute clip around it, and you can see, oh, Johnny right there gave that guy an employee discount and that guy's not an employee. And so in regards to that, usually the return on investment saves, going in and being able to do that, the return on investment will pay itself off in, half a year or a year.
Wow. And this is the kind of stuff people will be familiar with, say, Facebook. Facebook will tag a face, right? You can pick out who's a face by, a facial recognition. And hashtagging is like making events, or you know, you're kind of making a bookmark in time on your video feed to be able to just go skip, skip, skip right to it. Almost like tracks on a DVD, maybe? Like you just go fast forward to them?
Yeah, exactly. So that's exactly what it is. So in the software, there's different color codes for different events. And so you can really just file through them. You know, if you have an event for virtual line crossing, like I said, the facial detection. And the facial detection is not to be confused with facial recognition.
Okay.
So with facial recognition, you know, you need a database of thousands of faces. And really, if facial recognition was working, that's what TSA and, you know, government agencies would be working. That is not really in the consumer market or available yet. Maybe we're probably still 5 years out from that, but it's facial detection. So the difference is there is if you have motion detection and a bunch of cars are driving by or a dog walks by, your camera is going to trigger an event for that motion.
Ah.
But say you don't care about the dogs or the cars that drive by, you really only care about the people coming in because the people are stealing, then you're getting only the events for the people, which really fine-tunes the search.
It's the difference between whose human face and a human face.
Exactly.
Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's really just showing you that there is a human there.
Exactly. All right. So let's tell people how to get in touch with Salient System online if they want to contact you or learn more about your products.
Yeah, so you can find us at salientsys.com. You can also find me and my partner here, Blake. We are with the manufacturer's rep firm that represents Salient in the Pacific Northwest. Our company is called Osborne Sales Solutions. O-S-B-O-R-N is how you spell Osborne. If you just look it up on Google, you'll find our information. Our boss is Bill. And, you know, we have some large end user testimonials here in the Pacific Northwest with some Fortune 500, 100 companies that we'd be more than willing to get you in touch with and really share our platform with anyone.
Yeah, thank you so much, Blake and Jordan from Salient Systems, for stopping by. And we'll be back with more from CanaCon Day 1 here in Seattle right after this.